Blog Talk Radio.
You're at the right place, Stevie. You're at the right place. This is Monty.
Okay. Okay, Stevie's supposed to be live too.
Yeah, might as well.
Okay, I put him live.
He was sponsored by Bishop Muldrow.
Okay, I got him live then. And we got another 910 number just popped in. I don't know if they'd be live too or not. It didn't hit one. So you live. You live. Okay. The show doesn't start. Yeah, we good to go. It's 9 o'clock.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to We Share Crowdfunding Friday Night Live conference call. This is Reverend James Von Christian Smith in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and I'm so excited to have some of my special guests, fans and friends and business partners on the line with us. And we have Clarence Montgomery from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and Pastor Nathan Hill out of Orangeburg, South Carolina. Again, I'm in Myrtle Beach, and Stevie is out there, and he's going to tell you where he's from, and we're just going to kind of go around. I just wanted to say a little bit about how I got started with WeShare Crowdfunding. Right before Christmas, I started getting emails and texts from a good friend of mine, Mr. Woody Wharton, and out of Fayetteville, and he finally slowed me down because I have a very busy schedule. And
you good?
Can you hear me, Pastor Hill?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, all right, and then. And he said, Google crowdfunding. And so I Googled crowdfunding. And I realized there was a lot of platforms out there about crowdfunding. And then I started paying attention to the news, the evening news, and it started the news folks was talking about crowdfunding. And if you slow down long enough and start listening to the watching the evening news, that they'll be talking about crowdfunding. And they talk about it all the time. And I think because we're so busy, we hear it and we don't hear it. And so this is an awesome, awesome opportunity. I made a donation to Woody's project, and he helped set up my project. And it's just been going, and I've been going and doing things. I have a project that mentor kids in the community of Myrtle Beach, and my goal and my platform is to bring adults together with kids, and they mentor each other. Kids know things that adults don't know, and adults know things that kids don't know. So if we can work together on that, I think the whole thing is working with the community, working inside the community, and have a mission and a purpose that people can wrap that can help you and can make donations and will make donations if they like. If they like you and if they like what you're doing in the community, and you'll be a blessing in the community, if they can see that, they will make donations to you, and life will be easier and happier. And with that said, I'm going to turn this over to Woody's sponsor, Mr. Clarence Montgomery out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, and let him give you some insights on what his project is about and his background and all that. So, Monty, if you can hear me, feel free to go ahead and take it over, and I'm just going to throw it over to you and let you share it this time.
Well, good evening, champ. How are you here?
Good, good.
Well, I'd like to welcome everyone to the call. My name is Clarence Montgomery. Here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I got started in crowdfunding, 6-7 months ago. And like most people, it was new to me. I thought it was for small businesses and not, anything that I would be involved in. But anyway, after doing a little research and following a few other contacts in the marketplace, you know, I got involved. So my project is evolved around, you know, the community support with some of the food banks. And you've probably seen, as others on the local news during the Christmas holidays, Thanksgiving, these pantries run out of food. So I simply said, well, why wait to the holidays to make that evening announcement that we're going to be staying open late, you know, come down and donate. So through this platform, you know, we're working towards providing a resource throughout the year, not just during the holidays. So that's kind of my project and the direction I'm going in. And also what I'd like to share with the audience tonight is just how simple this concept is. Our platform, we have a unique platform. We don't actually go out and solicit individual donations. We have what we call a community-based platform where we share donations with other members that have projects. So you really have to take a minute and take a step back and say, well, wait a minute, you know, what is he talking about? Well, crowdfunding in itself is just fundraising. They termed it, you know, crowdfunding because now you can raise a lot of money via the Internet. So you just take your typical organizations that do fundraising, apply the Internet to it, and now we have crowdfunding. You take our platform, instead of taking in an individual donation, we try to empower other people in the community to raise money for their projects through our platform and the community concept, and or bring new people into the fundraising arena through project managers, as project managers with our distribution formula on our platform. Now, we have a very simple, straight to the point, and transparent platform. We don't charge any fees. There, you don't have any time limits. Our platform is transparent, where it tracks the donations that come in through the distribution formula. It also tracks the projects that will be coming onto the platform. There's no cost to host your project on the platform. If you're familiar with GoFundMe, Kickstarter, Indiegogo, or some of the other 500-plus platforms out there, they have fees and time limits. We have an intuitive project page, meaning a fifth grader could come in and put up an image, just like they would do on Facebook, copy and paste the information about what your project is, maybe a mission statement, your goal, the amount of money you're trying to raise. You can put in a donation button on the page and pretty much be done in about 20 minutes. We also have a complete support website that's free of charge. It shows you how to market your program, how to contact other project managers. We have different types of videos available. You simply customize it with your particular information on it, and you send it out to your contact base. We also have knowledgeable individuals about social media, how you can get your presence started on social media to, again, grow your contact base of other project managers. So long story short, that's kind of the premise of our platform. I'll reiterate what we're trying to do as a fundraiser through this platform is empower individuals in the community to make a difference. And that's we believe that one person with this platform can make a difference in that community, and we can then take that around the country and around the world. Our platform is worldwide. Right now we're currently in 170 countries. So you kind of have to imagine getting started today with two or three project managers, and those project managers expand throughout the community and eventually around the world. And your donations can be coming in, I mean, unlimited. There's no number of donations that you can expect. We just don't know with a worldwide capability. So I kind of like to share that with people to expand their knowledge base on it and their concept of just what, you know, we have at our hands here, a situation where we can bring in donations around the world 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, chat with that, before I push it back to you, I always like to give out my number. I kind of work as a support facilitator here for our community, for our team. So anybody listening to the call, you got questions, you're new, want to know a little bit more about crowdfunding, feel free to contact me anytime, 7 days a week. My number is 910-556-4027. Again, that's Monty, 910-556-4027. A little video presentation that I like to share out with people just to get them a concept of community crowdfunding and our concept of what we're trying to do in the community. You can go to this website. It's yourfund.info. That's your, Y-O-U-R, fund, F-U-N-D, dot info. And that will give you a good presentation about what we're trying to do. And if you have questions, again, feel free to contact me anytime. And, Champ, back to you.
Thank you very much, Monty, and we appreciate those words. Very encouraging. And did Jay Allen get on? It would be a 702 number, Pastor Hill. Do you see a 702 number?
Nah, I don't see a 7. I got 704.
Do you see anybody else in the queue?
I got everybody live.
Grover, well, Shankle.
Hey, Grover, how you doing, man?
Hey, doing great, champ.
Why don't you take a minute and share with us, you know, who you are and where you're calling from and what you think about We Share Crowdfunding. And feel free to say, you know, pretty much whatever you want to say, Grover. Take it away.
I appreciate that, champ. My name is Grover Shankle. I'm from Norwood, North Carolina. The champ and I have been friends for a while. And a few months ago, he called me and introduced me to crowdfunding. And at the time, I wasn't really interested in those network business. I did a little research on the We Share Crowdfunding, and I was saw where it could really help fund my business that I was just beginning to start. And after I really did a little research and saw where it could help me raise money to start my own business where I can take control of my own finances and my own destiny here. I saw and I got a chance to talk with Woody Wharton. And first of all, champ, I just like to say, man, you guys are great leaders in We Share Crowdfunding and great supporters. You've been a great supporter of mine and my mentor, and also Woody Wharton. Been a great leader and helped me set up my page there for my business. And Monty, I just want to say thank you, man, for your leadership. You come up and got me started. My first meeting that I had there in Albemarle. And with that said, ReShare Crowdfunding has been something that I believe in because I believe in sowing and reaping. And it will give me an opportunity to sow into some the Champs project with the Champions for Kids. That's an outstanding program. And also, now I can concentrate on really getting my business off the ground where I can be a blessing to sow seeds into other people's projects and into their life. So it's been a great tool for me to help build my community, not only my business, but to help build my community and bless people in my family and throughout the community. So with that said, champ, I appreciate this opportunity to tell my story, and back to you.
Thank you very much, Grover, for being on the call tonight and sharing those words, and I think you're trying to work something out for me to come back to Charlotte, and we're planning to do some things together in Charlotte in the Queen City, the biggest city in North Carolina, and I look forward to it. And I'm hosting, and we want to invite everybody on this call and everybody that's listening and family and friends to come on down to Myrtle Beach. And I'm hosting a couple of big days in Myrtle Beach, and it's a lot of people come in here in this area for the summer. But on the 26th of June, next month, the 26th of June and 27th of June, I'm hosting the first night on Friday, the 26th, I'm hosting a We Share crowdfunding presentation. And I think Mark Hamlin is coming in. If you haven't met Mark, I haven't met him, but I've heard him on the calls, and this guy is awesome. So if you plug your people into his calls or webinars or whatever he's doing, the people are going to get excited, and they're going to want to join your team. And we'll be if you go to my website, my kids, Champion for Kids website, you'll see a flyer on there that you can download, and you see information about the golf tournament. On Friday, at the Clarion Hotel, the 26th of June. We're going to get started with a presentation, a workshop, and Mark Hamlin from Richmond, Virginia, will be doing that workshop presentation. And then we're going into some refreshments after that, and we're going into a live band. Cameosa from Fayetteville, North Carolina, is going to be here. Great time on the Intercoastal Waterway. We're going to have a great time. And then the next day, Saturday, if you know any golfers, we're going to play golf. My annual golf event is going to be the next day on Saturday, June the 27th, and we've got people coming from all over, from Vegas, from New York, from Richmond, from North Carolina. Plenty of people coming from North Carolina. My family and friends, plenty of family and friends coming in and enjoy those 2 days with us, and we're going to have a great time. And I'd like to give Pastor Hill a chance to say a couple words, and I want to, online, on this live call, to say thank you, Pastor Hill, for giving us an opportunity to do this show every Friday night. Every Friday night, and we want to help you, you know, with your project and receive some donations. We just feel free to call me. I know you're busy, and I'm busy, but feel free to call me anytime, and let me help you with some three-way calls. I'll come down there, man. You put something together, I'll come down, and we want to invite you to come up to Myrtle Beach. And I met a judge from Walterboro tonight. We got a little party going on tonight. Why don't you just share, Pastor Hill, where you are and where you're calling from, what you think about We Share Crowdfunding. Take it away.
I'm in Orangeburg, South Carolina, and for the last year and a half, I was doing this internet radio show. It's based on gospel music. It's based on pastors coming on and living a message. We have had people actually heal on this show. We have had people that didn't have a job receive a job after we have been praying for them on this show. This show is one of the most fastest growing radio shows on Blog Talk Radio. We have had high reviews since we get started. We need to move to another level, but finance is the problem, moving to another level. But I'm looking forward to this project. We have a crowdfunding now. I see the background in it. I see the leadership in it. I'm looking forward to meet everybody soon. And I feel that it's going to go to the next level before this year out. I'm happy to be a part of crowdfunding. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Pastor Nathan Hill. Why don't you put on your calendar and come join us? I mean, we got leaders from all over the country that's going to be in Myrtle Beach, and we're not that far from Myrtle Beach. Plan to come up and be with us in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, June 26th and 27th. You're not that far. Come on down. Come on up.
I got a granddaughter graduating in June. She sent me an invitation. I got that on the list, but I got your date down too.
Fantastic. So let's work it out. If it's not 2 days, let's make it 1 day or half a day.
Okay.
We'd just like to see you in the place.
Okay. I know. I like to be there.
All right. Do we have anybody? Pastor Stevie, would you like to say a few words? Do we have anybody else in the queue, Pastor Nathan Hill?
We got four more people. We got three more people ain't saying nothing yet. 843-685. They live.
Hello, everybody. This is Steve Shulin from Windy Hill Beach, South Carolina.
Hey, Steve.
Oh, hello, James.
Right.
Hello, Monty. And what a pleasure to hear you, Pastor Hill.
Thank you. You
live. I share y'all's excitement about crowdfunding. You know, I moved here a couple of years ago and ran for city council very, very soon after I moved here. I have a long family presence here in this area. And it struck me the vast needs of people who don't understand how how easy it is to meet those financial hurdles that so many people seem to face, and there's hopelessness throughout my community. And I think this platform is an excellent tool that people can use, and I'm delighted to help share this with people.
All right. Thank you very much. Did Dr. Bob get on?
I don't know if Bob made it tonight or not. I talked with him this morning, but I'm not sure. I know he had a long day. He might be snoozing early.
Yeah. Well, we thank everybody for being on tonight. What time do you have, Pastor Hill?
9:21.
Okay. We're a little early. Would anybody else like to share anything else? Monty, did Jay say that he worked things out with his son about coming to Myrtle Beach?
Didn't talk to him about that today. In fact, we'll probably be talking to him in the morning anyway, because he needs to make the reservations. I'll check into that.
Okay. I talked to him briefly, and he said he was waiting on a call from his son about coming in before he tried to make the reservations. But I think he did want to come, and I think Guy wanted to come from New York as well. And this is going to be a great opportunity. Every opportunity, whether it's a three-way call, where it's a conference call like this, where it's a live meeting, a seminar, a video, whatever, I think we need to wrap our brain around it, and we wrap our arms around the opportunity and seize the opportunity and believe that this is what we need to be doing. And I think if we just focus as hard as we can on this opportunity for about 6 months, I think things can really happen in our lives. I mean, no matter where we are with it, and we really believe that this is where we need to be spending our time, I think we're going to do very well. I was thinking about having my other knee replaced, and I think I'm not going to do that. I'm going to postpone that for at least for 12 months and just focus on We Share crowdfunding. And I do want to partner and come to your city and work with you, work with new people, travel, and attend some functions at Mark Hamlin. I really like what Mark Hamlin is doing out of Richmond, Virginia. And he's getting ready to go on the West Coast, but he's going to be with us in Myrtle Beach on the 26th of June. And really promoting that, and hopefully all you guys that's on the call tonight will be here with us in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And I look forward to it. I'm excited about it, and just excited about working with you and working with We Share Crowdfunding and just spreading the word to people and to all over the United States and around the world. With that said, I think we're going to have a short night tonight. If anybody else got anything they'd like to say at this time, please feel free to say it. If you have any questions, feel free to say it. And then if not, we'll just look forward to next Friday night and invite. And let's whatever we need to do, let's pump it up and get excited and stay excited. And anybody else have anything they'd like to say before we shut it down?
All right, champ, this is Monty. Just let everybody know the word of the day is empowerment. You want to empower someone in your community and make a difference. It's that simple. Reach to, teach to.
And that's exactly right. And I think sometimes we just get overwhelmed. I think that's the problem with some folks. They just kind of get overwhelmed with the opportunities. They get excited, and all of a sudden, they just kind of get overwhelmed with doing something, and they just go around in a circle. And they don't do anything. But if you keep it simple, and what you got to wrap your brain around is, no matter how much money people have, If they can get some donations, I mean, I just think getting donations is an awesome thing. And I really do. And with that said, we're going to shut it down and hoping to see you all next Friday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. You guys have a good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.